Kapi'olani Park, its unique trust status, offers protections like no other park on Oahu. The courts require regular reports on how that trust is being managed. The latest, filed in July and updated in December, sheds new light on whether the City Council is doing a good job managing the park in line with trust restrictions. The Attorney General's office thinks maybe not because of inherent difficulties in fulfilling the responsibilities of the trust. Joining us this morning is Alethea Redman with the Kapi'olani Park Preservation Society. The nonprofit acts as a watchdog and has raised critical questions. Has the park reached its caring capacity, and is the council neglecting its duties to the trust, keeping the park free and open to all? Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the society had raised this question, if I recall right, about whether it was a good idea to have the trustees serve or have the city council members serve as trustees of the park. Wasn't that an issue way back when?
Yes, it's been an issue since they were put in place as trustees in 1991. The court put them in as trustees essentially in the absence of any other options. The former park commission had been disbanded a while ago. And so the judge put them in as trustees, but recognized that they would have conflicts of interest. So it's been a problem for a long time.
Right, because they were reluctantly tapped to serve as trustees.
Right.
So what's the snapshot now? I know the Attorney General has said that they've asked the court to maybe reconsider the makeup, that maybe it's not working as some had hoped.
Yes, that's right. In the Attorney General's response that was filed December 14th of 2017, they did suggest that to the court, that this might be the time to look at that again.
And so what have you been seeing since the last report?
Since the last triennial report? Well, things don't seem to have changed on the city side. They're essentially reluctantly complying with court orders to report. It's difficult for them. The city budget for parks is only 4% of their operating budget. It's only $7.2 million out of the, I think, approximately $8 billion in the city budget. So they struggle on implementing the recommendations in place.
And the issue of commercialism in the park, I know, has been kind of a thorn on the side of the city. That's kind of what spurred this lawsuit way back when the city tried to build the Burger King in the zoo.
Yes.
And we came up with a decision from the Hawaii Supreme Court that kind of sets some parameters for what can and can be in that park.
Yes, that 1988 decision is a big trust decision because there aren't that many public charitable trusts. So the Supreme Court issued that, and they sent it back to the circuit court to issue basically implementing orders on the trust. So there's a 1991 court order by Judge Chun that sets out what the city is and isn't to do.
And so tell us, what's your take on what's happening as far as the caring capacity and the commercialism that you're seeing? What kind of complaints are you getting?
We get a lot of complaints on commercialism, so I'll start with that. Our biggest complaint driver is the surf schools. They're back all along Kalakaua, which is in the trust, and operating out of the area from the Groin all the way to Kaimana Beach. And no surf school permits can be issued in that area by the city. So they take up parking, they take up surf breaks, things like that. We also get a ton of complaints about the fee or donation-based yoga classes in the park. There are a lot of those, including nighttime yoga. I think they call it glow yoga. There are places that actually have Kapi'olani Park as their address. Contact us at Kapi'olani Park. Find us here. Or one says, park at the zoo and meet us here. Zoo parking is meant to be for park users only by court order.
Right. And I know the recent plan to put Beaky Bike stations within the park, that met with some resistance by, I think, one of the neighborhood boards in the area, some residents. And then the society also raised some questions about whether that was appropriate.
It's a difficult issue because certainly biking is appropriate. There are currently no bike racks in the park, and we've asked for bike racks before. So the issue isn't biking to the park. The issue is having a bike rental within the park. The way Bicky is structured, it's a nonprofit, the Bicky or Bike Share, funded mainly by city grants, so funded by taxpayer money. But the underlying equipment is owned, operated, and rented out by a for-profit company. So it's essentially a bike rental within the park. So it's another concession, a lease within the park. And the city has tried to do everything they can in calling it something like a transportation easement or something like that. But as the Supreme Court said in 1988, it smells like a rose. So that is our issue with it. No matter how good the cause, and there are a lot of good causes out there, you can't put a rental operation in the park.
And there was some concern about the historic structure at the entrance to the park. A lot of folks don't know who designed it, but very famous architect.
Yes, that's the old zoo entrance designed by Alfred Price, who designed the Arizona Memorial. And it's a classic example of his style.
And what was the concern there?
Well, it was deteriorating, and the zoo and the city wanted a new entrance, a bigger entrance, and positioned more toward Waikiki. So they built that with the old building left in place. And one of our members and some other preservationists got it placed on the historic register. So it was supposed to serve as a beautiful entrance to the zoo and to be preserved. The city has, and they'll admit this, not prioritized it in their maintenance budget. They've deliberately let it fall to pieces. And recently, we found that part of the roof was removed, and we contacted the city to find out what that was about.
Right, and I know when I checked with the State Historic Preservation Office, they said, yeah, it was termite damage, and it for safety issues had to be taken care of, but I think there's still some back and forth as to what the city plans to do going forward.
There is. The State Historic Preservation Department said, basically, take some photos and go ahead and pull it down. We don't agree with that, especially when the city is letting it die deliberately by its neglect.
And the concern there is they're not managing it properly. I mean, that's the point that you're raising with that.
Exactly.
And so the city just recently put an RFP out to get sponsorships in the zoo. And that was something that I recall, I think under Mayor Fossey, and I think at the time was Andy Anderson was the MD, and that kind of what spurred the whole issue of that lawsuit way back when. So now there's a little modification. I know they've got some rule changes. Are you folks okay with that, the way it's set up?
We're not okay with it. Going back to 2015, when Bill 25 was introduced, allowing sponsorships in the zoo, we've always spoken up about our concerns because there may be appropriate recognitions within a zoo, but allowing advertising within the zoo is against the trust rules as set forth by the court.
Okay, so still some sticky issues that you have to deal with.
Definitely. The city has its ad up for zoo sponsorships, and they make no bones about it. They say advertising, and they admit it won't be seen from outside of the zoo. And so they're treating the zoo differently than the rest of the trust land. The court has ordered that, for instance, the information kiosk outside the zoo can only be used for zoo-related and other public activities, not for commercial ventures. And they're refusing to apply that within the zoo.
All right. Okay. Well, Alethea, thank you for giving us this update on where things stand with the park. Alethea Redmond is with the Kapi'olani Park Preservation Society. We did reach out to the city administration and the Honolulu City Council for comment, but didn't hear back. The AG's office says the city has asked for more time to file its response to the report, and the next hearing is set for March.